With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Josh Bulk reports Kamala Harris will likely take Biden's place as the Democratic's presidential candidate in the 2024 elections.
It looks like Vice President Kamala Harris is going to face Donald Trump in November. Harris finds herself in something of an unusual position. She was Joe Biden's vice president, and now, after much debate and drama, she's the Democrats' presidential candidate.
Donald Trump is calling Joe Biden the, quote, worst president in American history. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Reacting to President Biden's decision to drop out of the 2024 White House race, the former president said Biden was not fit to run for president and is certainly not fit to serve. Trump went on to blame Biden's inner circle for hiding what he described as the president's total mental, physical, and cognitive demise. Looking ahead, Trump said whoever the left puts up now will just be more of the same. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Karen Chamas reports on multiple strikes in the war in Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged drone missile and shelling attacks. The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to an Air Force commander. In addition, Russia launched three ballistic missiles and two guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets, according to the commander. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can always find more news and analysis online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are helping in Texas. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates say an initiative to ask voters if they want to enshrine abortion in Montana's constitution has enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Montanans supporting reproductive rights claim that counties have confirmed over 74,000 signatures. The petition needed over 60,000 to qualify for the ballot. Still pending is whether the signatures of inactive voters should count toward the total. A Helena judge ruled last week that they should. This is SRN News. Correspondent Kara Jamas reports on tight security at the upcoming Paris Summer Olympics and Paralympics.
The head of the Paris Olympics boldly declared that France's capital would be the safest place in the world when the Games open. Tony Estanguet's confident forecast delivered a year ago looks less far-fetched ahead of the opening ceremony. Squadrons of police are patrolling Paris streets and fighter jets and soldiers are ready to scramble. An imposing metal fence security cordon has been erected like an iron curtain on both sides of the River Seine that will star in the opening show. Estanguet stands by his prediction, ensuring now that security is a priority. I'm Karen Chamas.
Airlines, including Delta Airlines, continued to struggle to restore operations 2 days after a faulty software update caused technological havoc worldwide and resulted in several carriers grounding flights. Delta Chief Ed Bastain said in a statement that the flight cancellations continued. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.